What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
9:46, 14 till 10. Let me clean this up. I think I mistakenly said the planetary parade was 5:40 to 6. It's going to be too late if you get up then. It's 4:40 until 5 o'clock, just to be clear. Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL Saints sideline reporter, digital producer. Jeff, it's just shocking, the NFL. It's traveling around the world like you wouldn't believe this, this travesty that you and Mike Haas exposed about the end of the preseason game. Tell us about it.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know how much I exposed it as much as, you know, the refs, I think, may have had some dinner reservations they wanted to get to. Yeah, I mean, if anyone who watched the end of that, you know, it's funny, I don't know how many people actually watched the end of that game, because most fans, I think, don't get to the end of a preseason game. In this case, you had Spencer Rattler out there. I think people wanted to see him. So maybe there was a higher percentage, but... Yeah, that final play, Jonas Anker, or Rajon Wright tips the ball up to Jonas Anker, turns what would have been a long field goal attempt to win it for the Jags into a tie. But, yeah, I mean, I think anyone watching that on TV, everyone in the building looked up, saw Jonas go down, and it's like, oh, there's a second left on the clock. Well, the refs disagreed, but you watch it on TV. I had someone say, like, oh, that's not official. I mean, it's official. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to know what the time is. And the replays are pretty clear that there was a second left, but whatever. It's a tie. It's preseason. You can move on. I think in the regular season, that gets reviewed a lot more closely, and they put a second back on the clock.
Absolutely.
It would have been nice to see Charlie Smith get a chance to kick a game winner, but hey, we can talk about a tie.
How long of a field goal would it have been?
Oh, I haven't gone back and looked. I guess it'd be around 50 yards. He did get past the 40-yard line, so it would have been a makeable kick. And he had already made two field goals on the day, so it would have been a good opportunity for him. But again, it's like the result doesn't matter, so you just move on.
Yeah, since we're there, let's talk about that. He's got no shot at unseating the name Blake flies Groupie out of my head.
Groupie,
you're right.
Yeah. I mean, for a few reasons. One, he really struggled with his consistency early in camp. You know, what his kind of best skill is he has this kind of generational leg in terms of, I'm pretty sure he can make a kick comfortably from 65, 70 yards. But the problem is that's not how you're picking your kicker. You're picking your kicker based on, are you making the kicks that we're going to ask you to make the most in games? You know, and so that means, yeah, you want him to be consistent from 50 to 59. Most NFL kickers today can be that. It's, are you going to make like 95% of your kicks inside 40? And that's, you know, Blake, I think on the kicks we've seen him in practices, I think he's something like 34 of 35. You know, he made from 51 the other day. So he's making it at like a 98% clip.
Yeah, and it's hard to, you can't pass that up. You can't,
right, like Charlie could have been the most consistent kicker in the NFL through, you know, the first 2 weeks, and he'd still have a hard time unseating Blake. So it's good to see Charlie kind of rebuilding that confidence, because – he's 4 for 4 in the preseason games where he's had a chance to kick. He's 3 for 3 this year. He also had to make from 50 yards. So, you know, like the Saints can keep him on the practice squad. Mm-hmm. They get an extra spot through the International Pathway Program for another year. Yeah, so I think they will keep him around.
Yeah, absolutely.
But here's the thing. If he had gone out and missed all three of his kicks in the games, they may have just said, like, yeah, I mean, you know, good luck. Like, we're going to move on. So it's good to see him kind of rebuilding that confidence, because, again, I think – you know, maybe with another year of seasoning and on a practice squad, you come back next training camp, have another shot at it, and maybe you kind of pick it up. But no, Blake's going to be your kicker, and I think the Saints are excited about Blake.
Let's talk about quarterback. It makes no difference to me, because I can say the Shaka as easily as I can say the Rattler. Who's got the lead, do you think, going into either game three, or how are they going to manage the quarterback play in game three?
We'll see. You know, I'd like to think that they make a decision this week, and whether they announce it as this is our starting quarterback, I think whoever gets out there and starts the final preseason game, you know, that's probably your starter, right? Because I think you're going to want to get him all the first team reps you can throughout the week in practice. You know, like that's, week one is going to be here before you know it. Like they're going to have an off week, so there'll be some time. You know, you have kind of that 2 week window after Saturday's preseason game, but you got to know, man, someone's going to go out there and play and play when the real bulls start flying. And so you want to make a decision. My guess is at this point, it's going to be Rattler. You know, if you go based on statistics, it's about as close as it could get. I think one guy is like 24 of 34. The other guy is 25 of 35. Both guys have led touchdown drives. One touchdown drive, both guys have led two drives that resulted in field goals. Both guys have executed in two-minute scenarios. Tyler was his first drive in the NFL last week against the Chargers. Spencer was the game-tying drive with the two-point conversion this week against the Jaguars. So, you know, from that perspective, it's about as close as it can get. So it's going to come down to, okay, what are the grades? Like, who do you have graded higher? Who's making the better decisions the majority of the time, right? And I think at this stage, they're probably going to have a little more confidence in Spencer to go out there week one and have some success. I'm still in the situation now where I expect both quarterbacks to play at some point in the season. If that's the case, then I want to go with Spencer first because that gives me the trigger of, hey, things aren't going well. I'm going to go to the rookie and see what he has. I really don't want to have to do that the other way around. Right?
Yeah, I heard the canon, the birthday boy, opine about that, where it's better to start Rattler because if for whatever reason the team gets off to a bad start or he gets off to a bad start, it's a lot easier to then turn to Shuck than it would be the other way around.
Exactly, and I think you can also do that without destroying a young player's confidence.
Right.
Right, and I think that's got to be an important part of this conversation. If Tyler was playing head and shoulders above Spencer, then yeah, you go with Spencer. If Spencer came out and didn't look like he could hack it, then you go with Tyler. But like, I don't see that. I see a second year guy who seems like he's taken steps forward. And I see a young player who has progressed extensively throughout camp, but still I feel like has some time left to grow. So that's where I'd be right now. And I just hope that we don't drag this out through the final preseason game, because I just don't see how that benefits anybody.
You are welcome anytime you want to come on, Jeff. I appreciate your time. Real quick, when's your birthday?
March 11th, me and Anthony Davis share a birthday party. I'm still waiting for the combo party. You know, maybe someday he'll get back here, but for now, it's just me on March 11th. Mm.
He might overshadow you anyway, literally.
Maybe a little bit. He is tall.
Big guy, yeah. Thank you, Jeff. Pleasure as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, digital producer. It is Bobby Hebert's birthday today, as well as Saints legend Morton Anderson. So if you want to text the cannon this afternoon, I'm sure he'd appreciate your birthday wishes. 9:54, we'll take a break, come back, find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.